Turning water to wine at the wedding at Cana is described as the first of Jesus' signs. Through many such epiphanies, Jesus reveals that he bears God's creative power and joyful presence into the world. The Holy Gospel for the second Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in the Gospel of John, the second chapter, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in August now, we will be having a celebration in our house. My daughter's getting married, and so far, the only thing that's happened is the save our date cards have gone out. Okay? So that's done. My daughter and I went to Fargo late last summer, and we got her wedding dress. And the initial fitting is coming up now in February, so that's another thing that's going to be happening, and I can see my stress level already starting to do this. I went back to my wedding, and boy, I don't know. My wife and I got married in Litchfield, North Dakota. It's a town of about 150 people. Typical small town church. Had the service upstairs after the service was over. Guess what? We went downstairs. We went down in the basement at the church for our reception. And we had this table that was covered with their best tablecloth that the Women's Guild had. And then on one side was a chair, and on the other side was a chair. My sister sat at this chair. My wife's sister sat at that chair. And they got to use those silver teapots that were just kept for weddings. So that's how that part looked. Then, of course, we had our wedding cake in the center. And then on either side of the cake, we had a bowl of mints. Remember those? You know, the pastel-colored mints? And then we had also mixed nuts. And they were also in bowls. And then to top it all off, we had deli meat sandwiches. And not just one kind of meat, no, turkey or ham. So, I mean, it was, I thought, really nice. Boy, have times changed. So far, I've discovered there are floral designers. My daughter has met a couple times with them. It's going to be at a venue on a lake in Minnesota. We have secured the services of a photographer. Now we're starting to work on the food.
There's a lot of options, but there's no deli meat sandwiches anymore. Or those mints, or those mixed nuts. No, now it's, you know, would you like this kind of quiche? Would you like French onion soup as an appetizer before your roast beef tenderloins in a burgundy wine sauce? Some cheesecakes? Some other things? Well, you know what's happening, don't you? Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And my stress level is going way up. But I'm not alone. Today we go back in time to a wedding at Cana in Galilee. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, is stressed out. They have run out of wine. Mary needed a wedding planner because suddenly the celebration has stopped. And back at that time in the world, weddings lasted for days. The community gathered for days to celebrate. And so, now that they have run out of wine, what would happen? The celebration would be over. But it isn't, is it? No, Jesus today turns water into wine, the first of his signs. The signs that Jesus always comes bringing life. And that in Christ, the celebration does not end. Jesus comes today and brings more goodness for the people, so that the gift of life can continue to be celebrated together. Let's stop there for a moment. The first of his signs. Sometimes we use that word in another context. Sometimes when we receive our offering, in the offertory prayer, we lift up that in your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. So you and I are also signs. Signs of life. And as Brenda read today, the words of Paul and the gifts given to people, that all gifts are different. Every one of us is different. We have different gifts. But we're called together for the common good, to use our gifts for the common good. So what is the bottom line today? Jesus takes something ordinary and turns it into something extraordinary. Water is turned into wine. Individually, we can only do so much. But together, as a community of faith, we can take our ordinary giftedness and have it transformed into something extraordinary. As you and I become the heart and hands and feet of Christ, signs of God's love at work in the world. And so today, just as I told the children a few minutes ago, celebrate that gift of life, that God in Christ always comes to build us up. There's enough in life today to tear us down. But Jesus will always come as a sign of life and hope and love, and give those gifts to us that we in turn can reflect that. In this season of Epiphany, we continue to lift up that we are all beloved children of God, gifted to work together for the common good. Thanks be to God.